Okay, here we go with Malachim Beis Perech Chaf Aleph, and we have finished Chizkiyo HaMelech for the past couple of prakim. We have discussed Chizkiyo and his tzidkus and his righteousness, and now we have Menashe, his son, who is the opposite type of king than Chizkiyo, who was. Menashe is evil. Menashe is the son that Chizkiyo foresaw. That's why he didn't want to have children, as we discussed, and this is the parak that talks about his actions. What happens? The parak tells us that he was 12 years old when he took over being king, and he was king for the longest out of any king in all of Sefer Malachim. And that is, he was king for 55 years in Yerushalayim. His mother was Hefsiba, right? That was the daughter of Yeshayahu, as we know. As we mentioned in the Gemara last time, Chizkiyo says, well, at least let me marry your daughter, so at least we could try to give him some good influence. Either way, it doesn't work. Menashe grows up, and he does evil in the eyes of Hashem, terrible. Bamos, and Asherah, and worshipping the constellations, and Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, Mamish, he does Molech, and Onen, and Machashev, every single Aveira in the book is listed here that he did. Vayatam is Pesel Asherah, he's put an Asherah in the Beis HaMikdash of David and Shlomo. V'lo Osif, and Hashem says, the promise that I made, that I will never cause you to go into Galus again, but you haven't listened, and you haven't listened to the Nevi'im, and because you did this, this is the first time we have this explicitly in the Perek, Hashem says, there will be a Churban. Lachain, hinim mevi ra'a al Yerushalayim Yehuda, is not only because of Menashe, but it's because of the whole, there have been righteous kings, as we've seen, but enough of Klal Yisrael have gone along that we are deserving of Galus, so here is where the first time Hashem says it outright publicly, Hashem says, the Nevi'im, Skor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mevi ra'a al Yerushalayim Yehuda, everybody's going to hear, their ears are going to ring from what is going to happen to Yerushalayim, is going to be totally desolated, like you wipe a plate off from food, and everybody's going to go into Galus. There's nobody been like this since the day that we left Mitzrayim. Also, the Navi says he committed murder. We'll have to talk about a lot. There was murder in Yerushalayim. Pelepin. This was the Menashe story. There's a lot about Menashe that's not written in the Perek that we'll talk about. But either way, it says that Menashe dies. He's buried in Yerushalayim, not in the Kfura of Dovin and Shlomo. Began Beso, Began Uza, and his son Amon takes over. His son Amon is no better than him, and even worse than him. Amon is only king for 2 years, and it says that he followed the pathway of Menashe, of Avodah Zarah, and after 2 years, his servants got mad at him, and the servants assassinated him. After that, the people, the Am, were upset, and they said, no, it has to stay in the family, and they were Mamlech Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu, one of the greatest kings. Again, this is an unbelievable pendulum that we have here, starting from before Yotam is righteous, and Achaz is Ra'ah, and Chizkiyo is righteous, and Menashe is Ra'ah, Yoshiyo is righteous, right? It keeps going back and forth. As we'll see, Yoshiyo is only 8 years old when he takes over. We have one of the keynotes about what happened in the times of Yoshiyo. That will be Be'ezhashem in the next parak. Okay, so we have Parak of Aleph here. Here we go. Ben Shtaim Esrei Shana Menashe B'Malcho. He was 12 years old when he takes over. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Beis. As we've said, Chelek has so much. Chelek adds, Parak Chelek in Sanhedrin adds so much to all of these stories here in Sefer Malachim. So the Gemara here tells us that why was he named Menashe? Two ideas, Kuf Beis and Beis. Either Nasha Kel, he forgot Hashem, or Shehinsha Kel, he caused God to be forgotten. Right? Is the name more about his own chataim or his causing others to sin? That's even in the name Menashe. There is, now that we know the whole story, there is an amazing, can't learn this parak without knowing the story, great story about Rav Ashi and Menashe. The Gemara tells us on Kuf Beis Mabeis there in Sanhedrin that Rav Ashi was getting ready to tell his students what he was going to give shir on the next day. He says, tomorrow we're going to talk about Rav Ashi Uki Ashlosha Malachim Amal Amachar Niftach B'Chavrin. So we'll start off with our Chavrin. Chavrin, what does Chavrin mean? So Rashi says, Nidrosh B'Chavirenu Shahayu Talmideh Chachavim Kemoseinu Ve'ein Lahem Chelek La'asid. We'll talk about our chaverim who have a chelik now, but they don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. That night, and he was talking about Menashe. He was going to talk about Menashe and Shir the next day, and that's what he said because there's a machlokas there, but there are some opinions that Menashe did not get Olam Haba. Asa Menashe is chazle bechelme. Menashe appears to him in a dream. Amar chavercha vechaveri davu karistan. You call me a friend. Meicha bas lemishri amotzi. Where are you supposed to cut the bread when you make a motzi? Amarle Ravashi says, Lo Yadan, I don't know. Amarle. Manasha says, you don't even know where to cut the bread for a motzi, and you're calling me chaver? How dare you? What's Ravashi's answer? Amazing. His answer is, what's the answer to the halacha? He so much wants to know the answer. That's all he cares about. Agmri li. Ulamacha, the Rishni le Mishimcha Bevirka, tell me. And he says, Mehecha Tekarim Bishula, where it was crusted over. Okay. Omer le, Meacha de Chachmisu Kulehai. Ravashi asks in the big question, if you're so smart and wise, my time of Kopachisu Lavodas Kochavim, why you serve Avodazara? Omer le, he says, Ihavis Hasim, if you would have been there, Havis Nakidna Bishipoli Glima, you would jump on my coattails, Varahatis Abasrai, and you would run after me. Meaning Ravashi, you wouldn't have been no better. Again, this was Avodah Zarah. He did terrible Averis, right? The Gemara we know tells us that the Anshei Knesset Gadola killed the Yitzharah for Avodah Zarah. That's why we don't have any Taiba for it anymore. But this is an amazing story that the Gemara tells us about Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Mustama said over the story. That's why that's how we know it. Interesting, why did he pick that halacha where it's crusted over? Where it first gets crusted. That's what one of the Bali Musar say, because sometimes something gets crusted before it bakes. That's the first thing. So that's the root. You have to know where it baked first. So maybe it's an allusion to the fact that there's an Akudas HaKadush in every Jew. It starts off where it started off. And that's what he said. Yeah, I did terrible things, but there's still positive elements to me. Maybe that's what he was trying to say. Okay, maybe we'll get back to that story a little bit later. Okay, back to the Pesukim. So he was 12 years old when he takes over. V'chamishim v'chamishana malach v'yushalayim. He was king for 55 years, and his mother was Chefzi Ba. And this was the daughter of Yishayahu, as we know, the Gemara told us in Brachas. V'yasa rabbeinu Hashem, he did all the terrible things. K'so'avos ha'goyim, Asher Horisho Sham, Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. The Navi even describes an unusual phrase. He acted just like all the nations that Hashem drove out. Vayashav Yivin as a Bamos. He built the Bamos. We have a Vera Goeres Avera here. Little to worse. He built the Bamos that his father Chizkiyo had destroyed. Vayakim Mizbechos, the Baal. He built new Mizbechs to the Baal. Vayasa Shera, Kasher Asa Acha Melech Yisrael. He built the Shera trees for people to worship, like his forefather. Not his forefather, but earlier in history, Acha, Melech Yisrael, he bowed down to the Tzva Shemayim, but in Mizbechos, Bebeis Hashem, Pasuk Dalet. Not only did he build Mizbechos outside, he built them in the Beis HaMikdash. Asher Amar Hashem, Yerushalayim, Asim Et Shemi. This is, nobody's done this so far. Build a Mizbeach inside. Vayivet, well, we had earlier a little bit that someone put a Mizbeach next to. Vayivet Mizbechos Achol Tzva Shemayim, Ve'ever Yisbeno Ba'esh, he passed his son through fire, right? Molech, Ve'onein, Ve'nichesh, Ov Yidoni, all of these, he did them lahachis, in order to anger Hashem, right? Meaning, even though you might say some others, there's a taiva for certain things, the Navi tells us that this was not a taiva, this was done lahachis. V'yasav is pesel ha'asher asher asah, pasuk zayin, he takes the asherah, he puts it into the house, asher amar Hashem el David vel Shlomo beno, he puts it into the house of David and Shlomo, into the house that Hashem chose from all of the Shvatim, Asim et Shmi la'olam. V'lo sivla nid regli Yisrael, I'm not going to make anybody leave anymore, this is going to be my house, this is going to be my resting place, as long as you keep the Torah. But obviously, they didn't. V'yat'ei Menashe, la'asos esara min hagoyim, right? Menashe caused to stray all of Am Yisrael. V'yidaber Menashe, pasik, Yud. I'm sorry. Veidaber Hashem. Bi'alav adav ha'neviim le'imar. So Hashem told the Neviim to prophesy. Interestingly, it doesn't say who these Neviim were. Rashi quotes, Nachum and Habakkuk. These are the two Neviim. The Radak says it was also Yoel. Maybe there's a machlokes. Rishonim, when Yoel was. Some say this is the Yoel, the son of Shmuel. If that's Yoel, then obviously he doesn't live here. Right, different day. Maybe that's a machlokes. Rashi Radak about Yoel. The Emesli, and why aren't they mentioned? So it says in the Seder Olam, the Radak quotes it here, Ulefi Shalohaya Menashe Kasher, Lo Nikra Al Shmo. They're not put, right? All the other Nevi'im say they were a Navi in the days of this king. Because Menashe was so evil, the Navi does not connect any of the Nevi'im to Menashe. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says maybe it's a little even deeper, that whenever it says in the Navi that this person was a Navi in the days of this king, it was because the king appointed that Navi. Shalakal Melech haya Navi Mamune Mitzana Malchus. Vikasher Nomar Eitzel Navi. Shahaya Bime Melech Ploni. Whenever the Navi was in a certain days of a Melech. Hakavana Shahaya Mamune Eitzel Osa Melech Bimisharis Navi. Hauma. Ulam Menashe, what does it mean that he's not connected to any of them? Berov Rishaso, Bitel Misrazu. He was Mevatel this position. And that's why it doesn't say that in there. Also, we mentioned the first psukim in Yeshayahu, when Yeshayahu was a king, was a Navi, during which days? So we mentioned that Yeshayahu was a king. Let's read the first pasuk in Yeshayahu. Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amot, asher chaza al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim bimei. Uziyah, Yotam, Achaz, Chizkiyahu. Malchi Yehuda, doesn't say Menashe. Even though, we'll see, Yeshayahu was alive in the days of Menashe, because the Navi doesn't want to connect, and maybe he was Mevatel that position. So what happens? So the Nevi'im say, Ya'an, asher asa Menashe Melech Yehuda, hatoevos ha'eleh, heira mikol asher asu ha'emori ashal afarav, worse than all the other nations, not just worse than all the other previous kings, worse than all the other nations, and this is why Chizkiyahu didn't even want to give birth to him, but because of that, we're going to bring the Gullus. The Malbim emphasizes, how is he more garua than, let's say, his grandfather? Achaz. Achaz was also pretty bad. So the Malbim says, in the Lev Malachim, here in his commentary, he says 2 points. Number one, Ratzal Lomar. Right, he says it based on this Pasuk and Pasuk, Tess and Yud. Two emphases the Pesukim are saying. Number one, that he did Achaz Atzmo Lo Heira Kolkach. Achaz hiflik barasha aval haya b'neim hevdelim. Achaz atzmo lo heira kolkach. V'kvo shekasav sheachaz chasam atorah u'menashe kider askaros. He wasn't as bad. The Gemara says that Achaz, right, he put away all the Torahs, Menashe, whenever he took the Torahs and he ripped out Hashem's name from all the Torahs. Unbelievable. Ki Achaz lo asa lahachis. Rak rasa lefrok. Oh, Achaz just wanted no boundaries. He says, I want to be free. I want to do anything I want. Aval Menashe asa lahachis. Menashe was Achaz, and that's why we know that Achaz had a little boshes punim from Yeshayahu. And Menashe, as we'll see, what he did to Yeshayahu. Ki ayamumer lahachis v'achaz rakhali l'teyavon. So number one, was it more l'teyavon or lahachis? Number two, Achaz did it more himself. And if there were people who were following Hashem, Achaz didn't kill them. Achaz didn't wipe them out. Achaz lo hita es klal Yisrael, shelo hayu kulam hochim achar maisav. V'yalkein amru she'achaz he'emidu Baalel. Ki lo haya koach lahamid selim behechal. Baalia. He put it somewhere else. Ki haya amlam nimshecho acharav. He put the idol somewhere else. Ava Menashe hechtias Yehuda begilulav. And he put the idol mamish in the base of Mikdash. So lahachas or leti avon. Did he cause others to sin on a mass level or not? Because of that, the Torah tells us, the Navi tells us, Pasuk Yud Beis. V'lochein komar Hashem elokei Yisrael, the tragic news. Hidini mevi ra al Yerushalayim v'Yehuda. Asher kol shoma titzal nashtei oznav. Right, whoever hears about this, their ears are going to ring. V'natisi al Yerushalayim eskav shomrit. I'm going to bring a line. Ves mishkoles. These are items used by builders to flatten, to make sure it's straight. That's what Yerushalayim is going to be, flattened. U'machisi as Yerushalayim kashayim chesat salachat macha. I will wipe away Yerushalayim like I wipe away a plate. V'hafach al paneha. And turn it over. And I will throw out at She'eris Nachlasi. Why is it the She'eris? Because the 10 tribes already went into Galus. The She'eris was left. They'll be gone. They'll be out because of all of these terrible things that happen, that they keep doing. Asher Yatsu Avosa Mimitzrayim Pasuk Tesvav Va'ara Yomazet. That they're doing until this day. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky again points out an obvious point, but it has to be made. Ara Yomazet sometimes means until the day that the Sefer was written. Like here. They were doing bad things until today. It doesn't mean that we're doing bad things, because that would take away Bechira Chavshis. Sometimes Arayom Hazeh means until the day of the reader, not of the writer. Like Moshe Rabbeinu's Kever was not found Arayom Hazeh. That means until the day of the reader. But this is what is mentioned. Then the Pasuk says, Pasuk Tezayin, V'gam dam naki shafach Menashe, harbe ma'od. Menashe also murdered a ton. Adasher miles Yerushalayim pelapeh, until Yerushalayim was knee-deep in blood from the whole city. Levan mechatos asher hechtias Yehuda lasos harab. Besides the Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, so much murder? There was blood all over? Did he do so much? So, a couple of points. Number one, the Mesudas David here says, yes, because the fact that he murdered some, but he showed that there is no value to human life, and people learns from him. That's why it's attributed to him. Ki biros ha'am, sheheka menashe b'shvichas dam, limdu mimenu, v'shavchu gam heima, v'yechashev ha'avon af l'menashe, ki iluhu ha'yaham ha'malei. Number one, he filled the city with blood, because he caused all the murders, because they learned from him. Number one. Number two, the other pshat, though, Chazal say, is that he killed Yeshayahu Hanavi. Unbelievable. Right, we had earlier, a couple of prakim ago, when they killed Zechariah. But here's the second Navi that was killed. Right, he killed Yishayahu HaNavi. It's not written here at all. It just says, Damnaki Shafach Menashe, but that is what the Misori is based on the Gemara, the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. And that's what it's Ki'ilu, the whole city was filled with blood. Right? And the Gemara even tells us elsewhere, Yevamos, the end of the fourth parak, Mem Tesla Beis, the Gemara tells us why he killed him. He said he had a conversation with him. He said, Amarle, Moshe Rabcha Amar. Remember, Yishayahu was his grandfather. Right? Menashe's mother was Chefsiba, who was the daughter of Yishayahu. And he killed his grandfather. Moshe Rabcha Amar, Kilo Yirani Adam Bachai. Moshe, your Rebbe says, you can't see God and live. And you say, Yishayo, and Perek Vav, for the vision, Va'era Es Hashem, Yoshila Kisiram and Yisrael. You're contradicting the Torah. Moshe Rabcha Amar, Mi Kashem Alokeinu Bechol Kareinu Elav. Who is like Hashem? He always hears us. V'yata Amart, Tereshu Hashem, Behimatso. Only call Hashem when he's failed. He's not always failed. See, he's bringing all of these quote-unquote contradictions, so you're Chayav Misa. Right, your Rebbe says it's Bispar Yamecha Amalei in Mishpatim Yata Marto Safti Al Yamecha Chamisha Misri Yisrana. You added on 15 years to the life of my father. So all of these contradictions, obviously, they're all false. They're all fake. But when somebody wants to come up with an excuse, so they come up with an excuse. So what does Yishayahu answer? He doesn't answer. Amar Yishayahu, he says to himself, Yadana be delo makabel made emale. I know he's not going to listen to what I say. The emale ashavi enayzid. And if I tell him anything more, it'll make it worse for him. Amar shame, so Yishayahu Navi said shame Hashem. Ivla ba'arza, he was swallowed up into a tree. Asuola arza v'rasua. But they cut the tree down and he died. He died. Akimata la hade puma, when they came to his knife, his mouth, Noach Nafshe Mishum Da Amar Ubitoch Am Tamei Svatayim Anochi Yoshev. The Gemara even quotes the pasuk in Yishayahu Perek Vav because why did he end up getting killed? Because he said Klal Yisrael Am Tamei. He called the Am Tamei. Either way, he was killed by, according to Chazal, he was killed by Menashe, alluded to in this pasuk in pasuk Tezayin. Let's continue. The Yasser Divrei Menashe, the rest of the words of Menashe, and his sins, Halehim Ksuvim, they're put into Divrei Hayam and Lamalcha Yehuda, which obviously we don't have. Vayishkav Menashe Mavosav, Menashe dies. Vayikaver Begat Beito Begat Uza. Good. If you look here, this is the story of Menashe, a couple of other Averis that are not told, but if you look at Divrei Hayamim, there is a totally other part of his life that is not mentioned. In Divrei Hayamim it says, Beis Perek Lamed Gimel, that Menashe did tshuva. He did tshuva. And he tried to stop all of the rampant problems, but it didn't help. The pasuk says there in Perek Lamed Gimel that he was taken away. He was taken away by the enemy. The enemy came up, Melech Ashur, Vayilkadas Menashe Bachochim, Vayasru Benechushtayim, Vayilkadas, they took him away, Bavela, Ukechatzer lo Chilas Peneshavachavim, when it was Saris, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Yerushalmi expands upon it. What do we mean Saris? He was put into a pot, and he was boiling in the pot, and he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that moment, Vayikana Ma'on, Vayilkadosav, Vayispalo lo, Vayisar lo, Vayishmat Chidaso, he davins, and Vayeda Menashe ki Hashem Huhu Elokim. In Divrei Hayamim, it says this in the Pasuk. V'achreichen, he came back, and he built up the wall again, and he tried to remove all the gods, and he tried to get everybody to follow Hashem. Unbelievable, he did tshuva after what such a terrible life. V'yomer liYehuda, la'avodat Hashem Elokei Yisrael. The problem was, aval od ha'am zovchim babamos rak l'Hashem Elokeim. They weren't in the mood to listen. That is the story. If you look in the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin in Perek Yud, one of the most graphic Yerushalmis, what a beautiful description, right? He's there, he's sitting in the pot, and he's davening to all the gods in the world. Nobody's listening. And then he says, you know what? I might as well daven to Hashem. None of the other guards are listening, and he says to Hashem, look, if you save me, great, I'll know you're different. And if not, you're just like all other gods. Right? Hashem should have said, forget it. And the Gemara says, that's all the malachim did not want Hashem to accept his tshuva. What beautiful imagery. The malachim were closing the windows of heaven. So Hashem wouldn't accept his tefillah. Hashem says I have to. There can't be any limit. If I don't accept his tshuva, then I'm not going to. People are going to think that there's always a chance that they're too far gone. Ma'asala, what did Hashem do? If all the windows were closed, Hakadosh Baruch Hu chatar lo chatira mitachah kisei hakavid v'shamat chinaso. He dug him a hole with a drill. Right, what does that mean? It means even the malachim couldn't understand this acceptance of tshuva. This is part of a shiur that we've given in the past, that tshuva is l'mala min ha-seichel. L'mala totally, and we can't fathom it. Even the malachim couldn't fathom this tshuva. The Bar Moshe says that no matter what, there's this nekudas ha-kedusha of a Jew, and mitzad Hashem, whether we do a little aveira or a big aveira, doesn't make a difference. We violated the Dvar Hashem. From our perspective, there's a difference. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he accepts tshuva, he has to accept tshuva. And that's what he did in this case. The question is, a big question, why isn't that whole section written in Sefer Melachim? Why don't we have there in Melachim, only in Divrei Yamim? So we've had a couple of major events that were not listed in Melachim, and by each one we have to ask, why wasn't it listed? So a couple of suggestions. The Malbim says that maybe he only did Shuvah from Avodah Zarah. He didn't do Shuvah from all the other Avaris, so he didn't really do Shuvah Gemura. So that's why we're not going to list it, because it's not appropriate. Or, the Mishnah Zazav here quotes the Sefer Chosen Yehoshua. Maybe the point is that Menashe, as we mentioned, was Chote and Machti. So in the times of Sefer Melachim, Yirmiyahu HaNavi wrote Melachim, you can't write that he did Tshuva because all the people that he caused to go off the Derech were still sinning. So we're not going to give him any credit now when he's still gaining Averos. Later on, Divrei Hayamim, written by Ezra, much later, after the Churban, so then the Talmid of Menashe, Kfar lo hayu kayamim ba'olam, there was nobody left. So then you can write that Menashe did Tshuva. Number two. A third idea might be mentioned that in Sefer Melachim it's not mentioned because it's this Sefer is about the national, more of the national thing. Divrei Hayamim is more of the personal stories of each individual, and he did tshuva. But in the national scheme of things, he misled the people, they didn't come back, and therefore it's not important for us to know that he did tshuva for the national level. It's important for us to know the terrible things that he did, and he misled Am Yisrael. But that whole story is not here, but Menashe just dies. Maybe that's also part of why he dies, and he doesn't die a terrible death as others. But the end of the parak gets into his son Amon. His son Amon is worse than even he is. He becomes king at age 22. But Eser Mishtayim Shana Amon b'Malcho, Vishtayim Shana, he rules for 2 years. He does terrible things. The Gemara says he was involved in the worst type of arayos. Vayazov as Hashem Elokei Avosav, Elo Halach b'Derech Hashem. He did not follow the Derech Hashem, and his servants got together, assassinated him, and then they were upset. Other people were upset at that for assassinating. Either way, the parak ends off by planting the seed. Vayamlichu Am Haaretz as Yoshio, ben Otatav Yoshio, who's only 8 years old, he was made king over Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll have to stop here as we continue our march with four more prakim to Sefer Melachim Beis.